All right, y'all. Hey, TikTok world. Welcome to the Flow Experience. I'm your girl, Flo, and this is my loving husband, Captain Kurt. And we are doing a relaunch of the Flow Experience podcast. As most of you know, that's kind of how our brand kind of originated. That's the birthplace of everything we've been working on, trying to accomplish, to fashion designing, to selling and selling clothes and jewelry, to movies, like we're writing a script, and just incorporating everything under the Flow Experience Media umbrella. So we've been doing this for a while. I know I started it in, 2015, something like that, because I went to Georgia State and learned about podcasting during some of my journalism classes. So this is like really our baby, particularly, and we haven't done it in a while. So we are relaunching it with our new audience on TikTok. So you guys are exclusive
and welcome
to this experience. Welcome. So welcome. 2024,
we want to welcome everybody, not only to the Flow Experience Branding podcast, but also the experience of Black History Month.
Hey.
With us in 2024, because we're gonna give up some snaps today for Black people.
Mm-hmm.
and not just Black people of dark skin. It's Black people of all colors, of all tones.
We are the coalition,
and
baby.
So we are actually gonna try to find a cultural comparison, not a comparison, a cultural commonality with everything cultural. So if you can shoot us any ideas, any comments you have about Black history, what you know of your history,
mm-hmm.
If you want to look into your history, my wife and I, we actually been trying to find ways to look into our immediate family's history, history that we either never learned of or family never spoke of. A lot of our history is trapped in newspaper articles and rosters, ledgers, police records. But it takes for a person to want to find out about who they are. And it's hard to move forward in life without knowing who we are.
Well, they're actually, legally trying to erase who we are.
Mm.
So a lot of us we exist from ancestors, some of us who had no record. So to ultimately wash it all away, we'll have nothing. So it's my mission, me personally, to find out as much about where I come from and who I am as much as I can. Now, they do have the DNA sites where you can do your DNA. And you can find out specifically where you come from regionally, which is dope. I kudos to that. I'm a little leery about that because I don't know what happens to my DNA after the fact. I'm sure there's probably some legalities where you got to sign some paperwork or whatever. I just had a side thought about doing that. But there are other ways. For people who aren't comfortable with that, I got on a website today called newspapers.com, and it houses any news publication that is of any record anywhere in the United States for any subject matter or person starting in the 1700s. And so I was able to look up my grandparents on my dad's side. And I'm gonna work my way over to my mother's side. But, you know, it was plenty of news articles out there, you know, seeing my grandmother involved in like some civil rights concerns for our mental health community. And then what was that, in 1968 or something 50, like
57?
In 57, she's, you know, and I never even met her. I never met my grandmother. So to see something like that in real publication in the Indianapolis Star, she addressed the editor with her concerns about, you know, the patients that were in Central State. So some of y'all from Indiana, you know what that is. So it's just stuff like that. Now I know a little bit more about her. So I encourage y'all, not just because it's Black History Month, let this just kind of be a reminder. It should be Black History every single day. It should definitely be Black History every single day because they're taking it off the shelves. I saw a video yesterday, and I think I shared it with you, where there was a congressperson from the House addressing the Senate, and they were kind of going back and forth. And the congressperson was addressing the senator about a bill that the Senate is attempting to pass that would ultimately do away with all Native American history. It ultimately does away with a lot of Martin Luther King's efforts and work and his speeches. It does away with Cesar Chavez and his, it washes all of that out. And, you know, in questioning, the senator couldn't deny that that's exactly what the bill is supposed to do. I mean, they are literally arguing about this. So I just want to encourage y'all, start getting your history now. I mean, the easiest way is online, but you know, the same people that are trying to get rid of our history, they run that too. Get your stuff now. Work, do whatever you have to do, make phone calls, call the National Censors Bureau and see if you can't get some information. There's a National Archives library of sorts, probably in your community. Look that up. They have records, you know, tangible records still. I don't know. We just got to do the best we can.
Well, I mean, I really want to dig in that one that you've been on.
Yeah, it's called newspapers.com. Now, let me tell you, there's a 7-day free trial. I'm just doing the free trial because it's $80 every 6 months after that. Now, if you can afford to do that, I encourage you to pay for it because it's that valuable for us, especially now. Like, there's an urgency because it's happening right in front of us. But that's where I started. I'm sure there's a ton of other places you can go look up and research your surname, you know, where your family comes from, with as much as you already know. Just put that in their databases and get as much as you can. But newspapers.com, that's what I use today.
Well, I mean, it's Black History Month. Mm-hmm. So the reason I say that, and like I said, we were going to have the conversation, was because, you know, obviously we're Black, you know, we have history that's unknown to not just us, but the world. You know, like, we actually made waves in our communities. Our families were writing publications for Indianapolis Public Star back in 57. Wow. We talking 7 years before, you know, 1964, when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus. So we talking years before the actual civil rights movement actually took its form. And, you know, to see your family, my family, and just know our communities have been entrenched in this before there was ever a march on Washington, or before, you know, there was ever a Dr. King, you know, having a dream speech.
Before it was ever televised.
Or before a senator or a government had an opportunity to take away what they had already taken from us. You know, it's crazy. So, yeah, I guess it's time to wipe the blackboard clean. And so we going to rewrite our history, and we going to do our own research. We going to find out the truth based on what we believe. I mean, we going to find a lot of documents we're going to find, but we have to draw our own conclusions.
And what we know, like, starting your families, you know, you'd be surprised who your older aunts and uncles, they may have, you know, artifacts, and, you know, even their stories, they're valid.
Not only that, you know, we here just for a short period of time. We want to remind y'all, we're trying to get to 1,000
trying to get to 1,000 followers right here on TikTok, y'all.
We're going live, y'all. We're going to go live every chance we get, but we definitely need y'all help.
And so, check out the Flow Experience podcast, anywhere you can get your podcast, on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Yeah. That's our time. All right, we're still here recording on Anchor. I don't know if anybody's continuing to listen, but what we just did was we just kind of did another relaunch of the Flow Experience podcast. You just witnessed that live. We did it on TikTok. We're trying to get up to a thousand followers on TikTok, which is what's required for you to have the live capability. So for you guys that are coming onto this platform, I invited you here, and here you are. Thank you for joining us. We will continue to have small shows until, you know, we can get things mapped out in terms of, you know, the direction of the show. But there's plenty of archive shows right here on this platform that you can go back and check out, the Flow Experience. Thank you so much to Spotify for picking up the Anchor home and continuing to spread this out among the masses. So I hope this finds you well. If you have any questions or show ideas, you can definitely send me a direct message on Instagram at Born Chic. That is C-H-I-C, just like Le Chic. Anyway, Born Chic by Flow on Instagram. Hit me up. Born Chic by Flow on TikTok. You can hit me up there also. Born Chic by Flow is our retail subsidiary under the Flow Experience brand and podcast umbrella. So that's going to do it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll check y'all later. Bye.